Okay, one number. Well, the royal is Beyach, a little bit of Kabayis. So the mission will have three types of things. Royal is Beyach, a little bit of Kabayis. That would be Behemoth Tmimis, Shor, Tarbin Yaina, Silas, Lavon, anything going to Mizbeach. Lebera Kabayis, Velola Mizbeach. Anything that can be used. Rashes and Mubasra, Zov, Kesev, Avon, Mikor, things that can be directly used in the building. And then you have things, Lola Mizbeach, Lola Bera Kabayis. We'll have some examples, anything. Which would be given for the value. The Mikdash wouldn't use it, the Mikdash would sell it and take the money. Mayalin book. Ketzer. Higdish bor mole mayim. Now mayim is royal berakabayis because you can use it in the building as part of the cement. It's not royal mizbeach because nisuch hamayim has to come from mayim chayim, so this would be no good. But it's royal berakabayis. Ashpus mle zevel, that's not royal for anything. It's lola berakabayis. Shoivach mole yoinim, that's royal mizbeach. Ilon mole peiris. Ipashtis, that's not royal for anything because peiris can't go on the mizbeach. No Paris can go on the Mizbeach. Or some want to learn it means Paris, it would mean it means a Geffen or Zaysim, so that is Royal Mizbeach in the Sochim, but it's not Royal Beda Kabayis. The Rashi points out because that wood, the wood of a Geffen, can't be used for buildings, such as Sashrach wood. Sodom Leah Sovim, that's not Royal, that's Lola Beda Kabayis. All the things, Moilin Bohem or Masha Besoicho. Now, the order of the mission is most strange. It's completely out of order. There's no point where whatsoever. There's no. As the Tashyantav says, Vitsoichi and Allah said. We know what's going on. There's no confusion.
All over the place, right?
It's just, you know, there's no order here. Now, here we go, very important. So the mission says like this. That means, I was Magdish, Abor Mole Mayim. So everything becomes Kodesh. I'm Magdish. Ashpa mole zevel.
What does it mean, bar?
A pit in the back of the house full of water.
In the pit hole in the ground.
Yeah.
It's a cemented hole in the ground. How far out? How far? The character, how does it work?
I don't know.
But it is part
check
of the
Bubba Buzz.
The Chayyim saying, the main bar.
What?
The main bar, the Hamayim.
Right, yeah.
So you're saying just the value of the bar?
Right.
The bar is, so why is there a meal in the bar?
Why not?
It's better
to buy.
Imagine the main
bar. It belongs to Hegdish. No.
What?
No. He's giving it over to the bank. At the Hegdish. Don't sell it. All these things. What's my Mlea Zevel? Where's the Mash for Mlea Zevel? It's nothing. But they'll sell it. There's meal on that. If Hegdish owns it, that's meal. That's the third thing in the mission. Lolim is by Lolim is by. There's meal on that too. But that's where as Magdish a bomb Mlea Mayim. Avol. In Hegdish bor. The achakach nesmalei mayim. I was magdish a bor. Then it rained. Ash bavakach nesmalei zevel. Shoy bavakach nesmalei yoin. Ilan bavakach nesmalei peiris. Sod bavakach nesmalei asovim. Moyelim bohen vein moyelim bashe besoicho. That's a very interesting asik over there. First of all, we have to understand the point. It says before you moyel in the bor. What does it mean you moyel in the bor? It's mechub lekark. It's kark. Ein mila b'mechub lekark. It's a gemara on daf yud ches amud beis. There's no mila mechub. So Taisa says here, and Taisa and Baba Basra says, it means you took a chulia out of the bor and picked it up. Now it's tallish. You took a chunk of earth out of the bor. Or you broke something off the tree. You'll have to make cases like that and all these things, because there's no milah b'mechub. Now this case is very interesting. A magdish a bor, and it fills up with water. State, you moil in the bor, but not in the mayim. This is a big problem here. What happened though? Lechura, once the bor belongs to Hegdish, when the water goes in, so Hegdish is kind of with chotzer, so right, the water is Hegdish anyway. So that's a famous machlokes harishonim here. Tosfos says here in Tosfos and Bava Basra that chotzer is mitam yad, and Hegdish has no yad. There's no kinyan chotzer by Hegdish. It's a very famous Tosfos. And Bava and Bava Basra has a different way, but this is a very interesting thing that the ein yad la Hegdish.
The water goes into the bar,
yeah.
It rains and goes into the cistern. That word does not belong to Hegdish.
According to Tosfos, yeah.
According to Tosfos.
Yeah. Because Tosfos doesn't have a... Hegdish doesn't have a kinyan chotz. So the Gehla Locha Lamais... What?
Same thing by Zemel.
All these things, yeah. There's no kinyan chotz by Hegdish. So no Gehla Lamais, I'm going to run past this Lamais. If you find something in a shul, you can keep it. Because Yenna was Miyash, But the chutz is not kind of for the shul because the chutz is hegdish. It's an aguda. There are more, so the Magen Avraham Kuf Nun Dalet paskins that. So it has many ramifications that hegdish doesn't have chutz.
But when, how are you going to explain Ilan Vachkach and Smal Aperis then?
What?
That's not all chutz, is it?
Why not?
Yes, okay.
We'll see. Those last two are a little different. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Let's hold on 1 second. Rabbi Yisrael, in these last two, he disagrees. Those last two are different. Those last two are Gidule Hegdish. So we have a new machlokes. Tanakama holds there's no Me'ila in Gidule Hegdish, and Rabbi Yosi holds there's Me'ila in Gidule Hegdish. Now we have to look back at the last mission. The last mission said that Cholov and Beitzim, there's no Me'ila over there. Correct. I'm sorry. It says there is. Kotche bet akabayis higdish tana goes moilin bo ubetzosa chamoy moilin bo bchalbo. The Gemara in Tmura says that beitza and cholov is also gedula hegdish. So it says in that Mishnah gedula hegdish is moilin. Was? We're talking about beregabayis. We're going to kotche mishnah that Gemara says tmura for sure not. The machloek is about beregabayis. The problem is we hear, the simplest way is to say, as Yontef says, and the Chofetz Chaim Lekutei Halachos, that this mission is Taka Rabbi Yosi. This mission is Rabbi Yosi. Which would be a support. The Ram happens to pass like Rabbi Yosi over here. So he said, why passing like Rabbi Yosi against the Tanakama? But this would be a smachtim, because they are saying basically that the previous Stam mission is Rabbi Yosi, so that would be a smachtim Rabbi Yosi. Good. Vlad ha-me'useres le'yinek mena-museres. You have Maisa Behemo. So the Maisa Behemo is on a keva. Now she has her child that was born before. So her Vlad is chulin, right? She had a baby. Now she went through the door. She's Maisa. So she's kochin. That's basically a kol mishlomim. So her Vlad can't be yonik from her because her Vlad is chulin. She's be yonik, right? And even though we said before by what? Before. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned until the end of Tosfos and Upshad. But the simple Pshad is it's blood before. And even though we said there's no Me'ilon Cholah by Kodesh Egu, but there's Iser. Well, none of them are. Okay? Vacheri Misnadvin Kain. So the simplest Pshad here is that other people contribute. What do you do for this poor kid? He can't nurse from his mother. So people, nice people, contributed milk. You should see the other pshat. Okay. Vlad HaMukdosh, you can see the other pshat. What? What do you mean, Afuki? You want to be a nice guy? What? Yeah, that's Moshe saying. The Torah says, Acherim balabatim nedivei leiv, hoi mismadvin lahonik oi sevlodis bebei mishalohen. Okay. Chain Vlad HaMukdoshin, same thing. You have an Ikeva Behemoth, she has a baby. Now you magdish the mother as a shloman. That kid can't be yonik from his mother anymore because the mother's now kochim and he's a bechulin, same problem. Then we know, okay, Miss Nadvin
Kim. The owner of that animal.
The owner's Hegdish.
What?
The owner's Hegdish. The mother's owned by the Hegdish.
No, the one who owned
that
animal.
Okay, stop. What did he do? He just gave away the mother. What should he do?
No, but he himself, what do you mean other people? He himself should give away.
I don't know if he has other animals.
Okay, so he's
not.
What do you mean
that
I
hate
him?
He's not
having
to do this to him? No, I don't think so. He's not going to go to the water. He's not going
to go to the water.
I don't know if he has other animals. I don't know.
They
don't have to.
Okay, but it's a right thing for them to do.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah is saying.
Interesting. Also, okay, what's Chad says it twice, once by Moseris.
Yeah, okay, that could be just saga. I mean, the whole Mishnah is not clear what's repeating. I don't know. I don't even know what the whole Mishnah, what's the difference between Moseris and Mugdoshin altogether. I don't know. What was Bechal the Chiddush, even the first part, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, I don't know. Leading up to the next thing, because you'll see. The next thing, it's you'll see why. Hapoilim lo yoichlim in Gregor's Hegdish. Did the Mishnah say it? Okay. Hapoilim l'yechim gergis hegdish. Right now, poyalim kisovu b'komas reyecho. He can eat whatever he wants. Chuv or whatever is a special halachas, but the poyal can eat. So the chiddush is, but b'hegdish he can't. B'shegli l'yechol says kerem reyecho. Rashi says it's that din that a poyal can eat while he's working won't apply when he's working for hegdish because the stuff is hegdish. So you can't close muzzle her, she can eat, but not if it's hegdish. Now the Tosefta brings this misnadrin on that. That makes more sense. A generous people, how dare they helping out the hegdish shtickle? Because that's the Torah's a hegdish there. What? There's two things. I mean, no. This is not a tashlum. Those are the. A poil can eat.
No.
The Rambam learns the Mishnah that way. That if you contract to pay him his lunch, you can't use the Hegdash stuff. But that's not how most people learn this mission. Rashi tells you the Mishnah going on that din of Kisova, Bekerem Riecho, Besod Riecho, over there, he's allowed to eat when he's working. Doesn't do his pay. If I care, Taisus says over there, boom, see what's the Havim, you can do Hegdash, what's our business?
That's regular, not the Hegdash.
What? I'm saying by regular, it's a heta which is chormater and yisagezel over there.
That's not tashlum.
No. It's not doing his pay. It's on top of it. Like cause my work and eat whatever he wants. He can't put it into his basket, but he can eat as much as he can eat. Okay, Taisa says that's why we thought hegdish should be moved. That's playing gezel over there. It's not his salary. That's Taisa over there. Since you see it's matar yisagezel, it was matar yisagezel for the poil. Maybe it was matar yisagezel also.
Why
back to Gergis?
The chamsom is anything.
Yeah, anything. It's probably the work they used to do, I would imagine.
There's no reason why Hegdash gets more than anything else.
I don't think so.
What would they have?
Well, they could have anything. They could have fields. They could have had anything. I don't know. Ketoni, Vlada Museris, Leinek Vlada Museris, Menoani Mili. No, I didn't believe. That it's also. That it's also.
For which side it's also.
What?
What is also that the challah of the mother also becomes hektish of what? Especially you cannot have enough from this. No? What's the man that doesn't understand?
The Gemara wants to know how do you know the challah of Zosata? How do you know challah of Zosata? The Mishnah said before, loy nene v'loy moyale. So there is some sort of an Issa HaNoah there. How do you know that?
Who said
Cholov, yeah.
Where?
Cholov by Gudusha Gov. And Taisa said before, it's not Hegdish. There are problems going on over here. Taisa said before, in Ken Lohoy Yadayto Lahagdish, Dovor Shein Roy Lamizbech. He never was Magdish it. So somebody asked me at the end of the shiur yesterday, so why is it us? It's in Hegdish, B'chol the Cholof. So I told him, Lo Nena means Midrabonon. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said. He starts, look at Lo Zakta, Lo Chur, and he said, Midrabonon, because it's not Hegdish. But let's see, right, but hold on a second. Okay. The very strange Gemara, believe me, very strange. Asi Havora Havora Mipchor. It says by Bechor, Bavartiko Peterech. And it says by Maiser, so you have a Xerishova from Pchor to Maisa Behem. And the Gemara says a more strange thing. Ma Pchor Moyalimbo, Avcholav Amuseris Moyalimbo. Now that makes no sense whatsoever. Aleph, there's no Milu. We just said there's no Milu in Cholav. So that's what Shang Tais says. Milu is left off. It doesn't mean Milu, it means it's us. So what's the Limud exactly? What is the limud exactly? That just like by Pchor, what?
Every bit of it, 100%.
Right, that has to be, because you can't say just like a Pchor, the kid can't nurse from the Pchor, because the Pchor is a Zoch. There's no cholo by Pchor. This points out to us, there's one strange limudim over there. Just like by Pchor, you can't do anything with it, so too, Museres, you can't do anything with it. Museres could be in a cave, so that'll include the cholo of too. Now, what about Mukdoshin? It says by Pchor, says by regular Hegdish in a few weeks, Shivas Yom Tachas Imo. So we learned them both up from there. Now, here we go. So, very difficult. What's going on here exactly? What should they do anymore? He doesn't know. He's supposed to know what's going on over here. He says, L'chur Taisa says, see, the Chol is not Hegdish. So then, Lonanin should be Midrabonin. That's it. L'chur no Lenin, this Mishmiz Laben. But then he says, you have a serious problem here. Because Psule Amukdoshin, we know the Cholov Zosa. Boss of Lecholov. Tizwa Vachalta Boss, Tizwa Cholov Giza, Vachalta Lolaklov, Boss of Lecholov. That means what? I had a Karm Shlomim, and she got a mum, and I was poided. The Cholov is Zosa. When she was Hegdish, the Cholov wasn't Zosa. What's going on with me? What's going on with you?
Also, how can you tell me that the hand light hand means the Midrabana? So letting out from Pud, is this not
that? I didn't get to this. I'm over here. Taisa says over here, the Cholov's not Hegdish.
Right.
He's a simple Judah Chavetzchaim. He's not Hegdish. Was it also? That's what Shaina asked me after the Chiyah. I told him, well, then it means not born in Fashtetz. It's not Hegdish. How could be an Isis? Taisa says not Hegdish. Go on, let's play milk. Probably, I don't even know what's Cholov Yisroel. But how could it be? How could that be? I mean, Psalm Mekdoshim is an Isis Doraisa to milk. How could Psalm Mekdoshim be better than Kodshim? So the Chavetzchaim says like this. I'll tell you, Taisa said it's not Kodesh because a person ain't b'dayt al hagdish dovishenu roi lemezbeich, right? But what if he did have? He said b'feirish hamagdish decholov, it'll be hagdish. He says that'll be talking with a guy b'feirish hamagdish decholov. That's his first stab. I'm telling you, his mamish confused. He ends the parashat Tzorachim because he doesn't know what's going on over here. Then he says, no, lo nenin. Of course, it's a darais. The Gemara says it's a limud, right? This is the Issa. This Lonenen Taka means Midaraisa, from this Limud, whatever this Limud means. It's a Meridika Limud, you're telling me now. It's not Hegdish, but it's also Midaraisa to eat it, because we have a Limud. That's what's coming out now. Very strange thing.
It also speaks out that the part where it says,
it doesn't mean Moilin, Toys, it doesn't mean Moilin. It's
also scratching columns.
No also meal. True, also true.
As it says in the.
Yeah, there's no meal because the Mishnah says no meal on Cholov anyway. There's no meal on anything on Cholov. The whole thing, true, 100%. Yeah, but it means also. Get a word, Moilin has to go.
So what type of Isser is there?
So no Isser Daraisa.
So that means also Kachim Kalim, even though there's no
meal,
there's an Isser
Daraisa. Yeah, those are Tesis, right? Yeah. Tesis here, Tesis Rosh Hashanah.
What's this Isser?
That's a good question where it comes from, but Tesis says that right. It proves it right here.
It proves it.
Okay, that's the Slimud. But I want to know without the Slimud, apparently.
Right.
Because it's not Hegdish. No, that's because it's Hegdish. This book's not Hegdish.
Who says it's not Hegdish?
Taisus. What can I do? But then the Chofetz Chaim says an interesting thing. He says, could be, that this is talking about the milk that was there when I was Magdish, the animal. This is talking about the milk that grows from the Hegdish, the animal. So Lo Nenin in the Mishnah now defends. I'm also the Abonon, I'm also the Raisa. He says, that's what the Mishnah was saying. It's always us. I'm all the Abonon, I'm all the Raisa. It's Orchim Bekolze. He doesn't know. It's a very hazy Indian. It's not clear at all. If he doesn't know, I certainly don't know. It's about the Zachim. Chutzitz has a very serious problem. I mean, what is the Gemara B'chvayde? Mineo Beis, I'm very strange over here. You have to prove to me that the Cholov of Kodshim is Osa. The Cholov of Psulam Gdoshin is Osa. So of course the Cholov of Kodshim is Osa. What's the more going to all this gymnastics over here? Have a pause. Possible Cholov. Finish. This guy's got a ganze cheshmen over here. Okay, but Hayetze, that's what it says here. So at the end of the day, he comes out with Lochus with Tzorchim, but he understands this Iser is on the cholov that comes after your magdish the behemah. The cholov in the behemah, he says, will only be nisid rabbonon. That's this thesis. It's like a not kosher. It's nothing. He's not sure, but that's how he seems to come out.
Because of the gidule,
because that's the Tanakh doesn't hold that. No, there's no meil in gidule. I'm not talking about meil. I'm talking about an iser. Nobody says meil. There's no meil. That the Mishnah says no meil cholov.
Yeah.
There's no me'ili. I'm talking about Isidore Ais of some
sort. One second. So, according to Yossi, there's an interesting point, though. According to Yossi, holds that there is me'ili by Gedul, then what would be
by. But not by Kochim is Beyach. That's the more and more. He's only talking about Beyach by Bais. It's another headache. That's the more and more. Yeah. This is by Kochim Zbeir, who's talking about Pchor, Shlom, and Kochak Guf. Kochak Guf, there's no Gedulim. There's no Rabbi Yossi. There's no Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah. Better,
I know, very good, but it's good.
So that means that normal Gedulim, there's no Milah. But there's a special din by Cholov that.
No, there's no Milah.
By Gedulim of Kochak Mizbeach, there's no Milah.
Here there's also no Milah.
And here there's also no Milah.
Yeah.
But in Issa there is because of a different reason.
Yep.
Okay? Because of the limit from Bechor.
Yeah. Which is a funny limud because you don't need it, L'chur. L'chur Yabos L'chol, that's Taisus headache over here. There is another system in this Taisus, if you're really interested. He doesn't like this whole business. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it's kind of business. It's Psalm Glaz on Torah. This one still means where the kid is Kurdish. The kid is Kurdish, the mother is Kurdish. And there's a new Issa for Kurdish to get kid not to drink from the mother, which really is strange. That's Mamish a new Issa out of left field. That's Pula Hegdish, nothing wrong. Hegdish is eating Hegdish, what's wrong? I mean, that's some Mamish Anuis. That's what one has to find in this Imoy. If Chulin Tifan, that's what's Lachol. You don't have to work hard. This is a new Issa. She has a baby when she's already Yeshlomim. So the baby is as Kurdish as she is, essentially. So why can't the baby drink from the mother? That's a new Zachen Gansen. That's a new. That stays over here, I mean, a Peretz. Okay, but that's not in the curriculum. Let's go. Hapoilim lo yoichlu, my time. Omer avachta boy barami, doma kro, lo sarsim shor, now an interesting morning. What starts with poilim, lechu, we're not going on poilim, we're going to say in case of the pora here. Lo sarsim shor bedisho, disho shaloch, velo disho shal hegdish. That's a funny lima, doesn't say shaloch over there. The Rambam understands it means dishoi, disham yuchad loy. Dishoi, that the animal can eat, but it doesn't hegdish, the dish, so it doesn't, okay, whatever. And then how do we know poyalim not? So Taisa says, because we learn choysem from nechsam. Lo sachsem shor b'dishim. What Bamsiya says, it compares the person to the animal over there. So just like the animal can't eat hegdish, so too a person who's a poyal can't eat hegdish.
That's what
Rashi says. Taisa says no. Taisa and Bamsiya says, what do you need reyacha for? Taisa means with a kasha over there in Pesach. He understands. He didn't. That's why Taisa didn't have the v'chulei over here. Uh-huh. He had a poil miyoch, and the Gemara is answering this. So he says, the Gemara you see says, learns poil from the animal. Once you say chule, that's not muchach anymore.
It's a different deal. Could be times also a deal because why didn't the Gemara ask about the person?
The Rashi says in Eskot's Pasha, Dreyacho. That's Rashi says. Because it says in the Pasuk.
Is Dreyacho more Pasha than Disha?
Well, I still don't understand Disha. Okay. But that's what Taisa says about Mitzvah. Gemara learns it from there. What do you need Reyacha for? He read this Gemara is going back on Poel. Good. Hadosh Kal Ilan Besoda Hegdish. Kal Ilan is some sort of kidneyus. He's being doshed in a soda Hegdish. Moal. Frank the Gemara, what Polish meaning? What do you mean? Polish, that was wood. What's dosh? You put it on the ground, you hit it, you thresh it, chase it. So what are you using of the Hegdish? It's ground. There's no meal about Mechuba. Om Ravina Shmamina Ofka Malalo. The dust that comes up from the floor is good for these beans, Epis. It somehow makes them better. And the dust, once it comes up, is tallish. So you moil in that dust. Apparently has some value. And the Rambam throws in it, it also is good for the earth, or else you're not being poigim in the Hegdash either. You got to take something away from Hegdash too. He understands mali means both. It's good for the beans, so you're having hanor, and it's also good for the ground. It would have been better if it stayed there, so by taking it away, you were harming Egdish somehow. We're going to learn later, you have to have pagam, not just nene. So that the Ram throws that in. I'm not trying.
What's the shear? Shaprut in here?
Shaprut. Shear means what? Shaprut. Yeah. It doesn't have to be much. Shaprut. No.
Yeah,
good. Shoshi Ilan shall had yet, haboin vishal hegdish. Vishal hegdish ebom shall had yet, loy nenin, veloy moyalin. Now this, right away, was theory. I mean, you have a tree and the roots are going to the other issue. Shoshi Ilan shall had yet, that they stretched under the ground into karka shall hegdish. So loy nenin, veloy moyalin. So that means you're going bosar. Bosar the tree, not bosar the place. But the next case says, shall hegdish bom shall hegdit, also on nine of a mile. So you're not going bosar the tree. What? You're not going bosar anything. Okay, that's a fair enough. As they say in American, that's a cop out. I mean, which is it?
Either way, you're being
Anna
from
Heck. You're not being Anna. It says, that's the problem. That way we'll be good. The East is okay. The problem is, there's Loimoyalin over there.
Hey, why are there different numbers that you guys plant this tree near the edge of his property?
Yeah.
So is he being having enough of a friend? No, what was I thinking? The roots on the ground don't count.
What do you mean, the roots count? Why? First of all, that's the ganze nesugis in Noyachpo. You can't do that. The who comes first, you can't encroach on Yena. You talk, you can't. Anyway, the Gemara is. It's Nishmane Kash. The Gemara is. When Babasu Chovo, the Gemara says a funny thing. We go boss to the Elon. In other words, the roots are just part of the tree. Up till 16 Amos. After 16 Amos, they're not even pulling in from the tree. So you have to split the Mishnah. Shor she'ilan shall head yit habon b'shal hegdish. That's talking within 16 amos. So that you go bust to the tree. So it's head yit. So it's lo nenin v'lo malin. It's no mila. Lo nenin because it looks bad. That's no problem. Shal hegdish habon b'shal head yit. There should be mila because it busted the tree. That's talking more than 16 amos. So zvaita lo nenin v'lo malin. Frank tells you one thing. What makes that a funny case? Split it like that because he wanted to be able to say on both of them lo nen and v'lo moalim. So that it made it uniform. Okay. Mayin shu yoytze mitrech asode shal hegdish. There's a mayin that it starts in a sode shal chulin, but it now is flowing into a sode shal hegdish. Lo nen and v'lo moalim. So why lo moalim? Because it's what do you, not the root, what do you call it? The source is in the chotzer shel hedyit. But you're taking the water in a sort of shel hedyit, so it doesn't look good, lo nenin. So Mashma Rashi and Tosis, had the source of the water been in sort of shel hedyit, would be me'ilah. The sheet says no. It's taki there. The mayim min hatohoim ko'osu, ve'enu b'chol hedyit. Even if the water comes up, it's a well. I know what you call that, spring. Coming up in a sort of shel hegdish, that doesn't look the hegdish. That's coming from the ground. It's coming from the tohoim. But the Rashi and Tosfos don't seem to learn that way. They seem to learn that if water will be coming up in a sort of shel hegdish, it's taking moil in it. Now, yotzel l'chutz l'sod, and then mimenach, that's no problem at all, because basically it's not hegdish. Just when it was in the sort of shel hegdish, it doesn't look good. So lo nenin, once it flows back out to the next guy's field, so stam lo shmut. Okay, now to a new world. Hamayim shebekad shel zov. If you remember from the end of Sukkah over there, the arovis that they took. No, I'm sorry, the arovis. That's the next one. I'm sorry. The water for nischamay. So when it's Shabbos, they had to take the water the day before because they couldn't schlep it off from Meshiluach on Shabbos. The only difference is they had to keep it overnight, so they couldn't put it in a klishores because it would be possible lina. So they put it in there. It's called the chovis. Here it's a kad shel zov. Loi nenin veloi moyal. Loi ma'ilim zak tu'ashi because lo niskachlin chamayim until they go into the tzluchas, the klishar. It's lo nen and fart. Doesn't look good. It's going to be used for hegdish. So lo nen lo ma'ilim. Nesonim b'tzluchas. Ma'ilim ben. Once it goes into the tzluchas, that's kiddush kli. That's it. Arovo. Now, the arovo, the big arovas that went around the mizbeach every day. Loi nenin v'loi ma'ilim. Loi nenin. Because fart, it's being used for a mitzvah. It said it's going to go there. But there's no me'ilah on that.
What's the chiddush?
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
This
with the Rabbanon, no? Uksalim maybe. Could be that the safe is the chiddush. Was that a minute? And then. Or maybe the chiddush is that there's no meal. It's not kodesh. It's just used as, even though it's around the mizbeach, but that's only a mitzvah. It's not kodesh. That's what Tosfos seems to say.
His question was, what's the chiddush that there's no meal?
I'm saying, yeah, that could be the chiddush. That it's not called kodesh l'mizbeach. You're using it on the mizbeach, but it's not kodesh. That's what Tosfos seems to say. Lo nev lo mon l'fish loy kodeshu. Could be that's the chiddush. It's tashmish al mizbeach, but you don't consider it. It's not kodshim, it's a mitzvah to put it around the mizbeach, but it doesn't get kedusha. Kipshuto.
So the chiddush is maybe that you would think since you use it for the mizbeach.
Yeah, it's not kedusha mizbeach, you know, it's going on the mizbeach, next to the mizbeach, something like that. The Rashi seems to say that it's still kodshim. That seems to be the chiddush. Now, blether tzodikoyim, and noitz, the words are very bad. Anyway, skenim shenenim, they used to take it and put it in their lulav. Now, you just told me you can't have anor from it. The answer is mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu. Here's a shot. Is it a machloikis? It's not very unclear here. Is there a machloikis or not? Some learn there's no machloikis at all. Some learn there is a machloikis here. The Tanakhama holds, even if you hold mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu, but l'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it. Even mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu is also l'chatchila. Or some say that there's no machloikis here. That when we say mitzvah lav lahonis nitnu, there's an isur l'chatchila, that's where the isur is a daraisa. Here, the ganze isur starts off as a derabbanan. There's nothing here. There's no real isur here altogether. There's just some sort of an isur derabbanan because it looks like hegdish. So on that, once it comes to a mitzvah, you could use a l'chatchila. I mean, that's obviously what the Ptsodik called. Everybody's a Ptsodik. Okay. Okay, now back to that water business. So you have Mayim. You have Mayim in this kad, right? So, Kozman, it's in the kad, there's no Me'ilah. Because it's not the Klesharis yet. Once it goes into the Tzluchis, then there's Me'ilah. Omer Shlokish, ein Moyalim Bekulin, avo Moyalim Besholish Lugin. You're not Moyalim all of it. But if there be only in Gimelugin exactly, which is the Shia Nisuch, then you would be Moyal. Now, the Gemara thought he was going on the Reisha, on Kad. The Mishnah says, on the Kad, you're not Moyal. Look there, that's only if it's a lot. Cool, but in Gimelugin, you are Moyal. Now, that's, of course, impossible, because it has no Kiddush Kli. That's the whole point. That's Mukh in the Mishnah that way, because the Mishnah says, Nesonim B'tzluch is Moyal in B'n. Voktoni seifin asonu letzluchas moylem b'mchal de reisha afil b'shloishas lugin namin lo elit mas seifit. It's going on the seif. In the tzluchas we said yemoyel zokt reish lokish it ma moyel omer shlokish ein moylem el v'gimel lugin. You're only moyel in gimel lugin. V'Reb Yochanan omar moylem b'kulan. What's the machloek? You see, the Gemara will say like this. Reish lokish holds what they call yeshir. Yesh shiur l'mayim, meaning there's a shiur for nisuch ha-mayim, gimel lugin. So therefore, the klishores is not mekadesh elias haroi lo. So it's not mekadesh more than that. So you're not going to be moil in four lugin, be moil in three lugin. That's it.
What?
Just which three lugin? Okay, that's a sick. That we have to figure that out. I mean, how it works. Which three lugin? Rashim said the last three lugin. Rashim Zvachim says that if there's more than three lugin, then nothing is kodesh. Because since it's more, then it doesn't work at all. But, one second. But, if you would hold Ein Shiur L'mayim, that means you can do whatever you want. So then as much water as in there is roi for the klisharis. So it all becomes kodesh. Is moylem b'kula. So seemingly that would be saying, now, Reish Lakish came along and said, Ein moylem b'gimel lugin. Rabbi Yochanan, so Lechura, you're telling me, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Shiur L'mayim, and Reish Lakish holds Yesh Shiur L'mayim. So Lechura, you're telling me. Lememra de Kosova, Reish Lakish, Yesh Shiur L'mayim. That's what you're telling me. Zog Gemara v'Hatnan. Omer Rebbe Lez, HaMenasich Mechag B'chag B'chutz. Guy makes Nisuch HaMayim, Sukis B'chutz. Chayiv. Shute Chutz. Not just Shechita Halo also. Halo Bachutz, same thing as Shute Chutz. Zog the Gemara, Nisuch HaMayim, on Sukis, is Halo Bachutz. So you chayv. Ve'oma Rebbe Yochanan, Mishu Menachem Yoidofo, Rebbe Leze B'shita Sebaki, Ve'oma, and the Dorish, Nis, it should be Nisocheh, Nish Niskeyim, should have said Nisko, Nisocheho, Echo Nisuch HaMayim, Ve'echo Nisuch HaYayin. That's how he knew to make him chayiv. Just like nisuch hayayin, we know you'll be chayiv for haloas chutz. So too, there's a machlokes there when his chamayim comes from. It comes from here. It's halacha mishmir sinai. So he says a geit l'shitosoi asa nisuchel echo nisuch hayayin echo nisuch hamayim. Now, the Omer Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish said to him, "Hold on a second. You are telling me now that the Belezer who said HaMenasik Mechag B'chag B'chutz Chayiv is because he's going with Nisochel. Meaning you learn a Mayim from Yayin. So there, Im Ma Yayin Sholosh Lugin, Af Mayim Sholosh Lugin, then the din should be Yeshil HaMayim. Just like there's a Shia Gimel Lugin in the Yayin, so there should be a Gimel Lugin in the Mayim. Now, Now, who said there isn't? So the Gemara, the Gemara in Zvachim explains, because what did he say, Reb Lezer? Hamanasik mechag. Didn't say how much. Sounds like whatever it is, you're chayiv. So apparently he holds ain't shilamayim. You're telling me that's because he holds nisocheo. If he held nisocheo, he should zicha hold yesh shir lamayim. Because your whole basis is the tushdel tiyayin. So there should be the shir too. Now good, that's fine and dandy. What's halto shlokish? Obviously shlokish holds ain't shir lamayim. Because he's saying to him, you're saying this, then it should come out yesh shir lamayim. Obviously, he himself holds ain't shilamayim. Michal de sover Reish Lakish ain't shilamayim. And you just told me before that Reish Lakish holds yesh shilamayim. Zogdim al time of the Menachmi Adofu Koma. Reish Lakish himself holds yesh shilamayim. Where he got that from, I don't know. But he knew yesh shilamayim. This, here he's talking to this from Nachman ben Yadofu. You are telling me that the pshat in Rebbe Lezer is Reb Lezer holds Amanasi Mechag Machag is Chayiv without a Shia. He obviously holds Ein Shia Lamai. You're telling me that's because he holds Nisocheo. If he held Nisocheo, then he should have held Yesh Shia Lamai. And it's you're wrong, Minei Ubei. I hold Yesh Shia Lamai. That's a different shmuz. But I have nothing to do with Reb Lezer. Where I got it from, I don't know. But your Cheshbon in Reb Lezer is wrong. You're teaching Reb Lezer. It's because of Nisocheo, and that's how he knows Shchut Echutz. If that's how he knows Shchut Echutz, then he should have held Yesh Shilamayim, and he holds Ein Shilamayim. The Gemara says, we said Mechag Bechag, without a number. But Reish Lakish himself, Zicha, holds Yesh Shir Lamayim.
So if a person is Makhtir, Mitzis Emurim Bechutz, he's not Chayef.
He is a Kazayis, he is.
Why is Mitzis Gimelugin any less than Mitzis Emurim?
And if it's mixed, it could be more. It means more. It's marked more, maybe. No, that could be different. No, that I don't know if that's the right anyway. Because Kazayis min haimurim is Roy like Torah. Less than Yimel Logan is nothing.
You have no mitzvah.
Yeah.
You would have no mitzvah. Minimum shit.
Yeah.
Every Kazayis is a mitzvah.
Yeah, Bipash is like people. I don't have to be Mechashva the Gansi Murim. It's always Kazayis. Yeah. In Miami, we won't have that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. What's that tomorrow? What, 5 to 7? Right?
Yeah.